Within the latest amendment of the Tongass Land Management Plan is a new recreation regulation for wilderness. It says that group size is limited to no more than 12 people for general public use of a wilderness. This limit has already been in place for commercial users, but this is the first time that it's been imposed on general public users of the Tongass. While there is language in the regulation for exceptions, there's already one specific exception built into the plan, and that exception is for the Stikine River Valley.
The Stikine River is so important to the people of Wrangell and such a vital part of the community. It's traditional for gatherings, family gatherings, for weddings, for class reunions, all kinds of events that are part of the community.
That's Mark Hummel, Wrangell's district ranger for the Forest Service. Hummel and his staff worked with the community of Wrangell to make sure the 12-person limit for the general public was modified to address Wrangell's needs.
I think people understood the reason for having the rule in other wilderness areas and other parts of the Stikine-LeConte wilderness area, but the Stikine River is just so different in terms of how it's been used in the past, the amount of traditional use, and the fact that this is a Anilka wilderness which authorizes uses that were ongoing at the time the wilderness was designated to continue. All of that went into our crafting new language together with the community of Wrangell.
Making the Stikine River Valley an exception to the rule may have been obvious to Wrangell residents, but it wasn't as obvious to those outside of the area.
There were also some challenges internally in terms of talking with Forest Service employees, district rangers, wilderness managers from other districts on the Tongass, where the new limit made a whole lot of sense. And so that mostly involved talking with them about how the Stikine is used and why an exception was relevant for the Stikine, even though an exception probably didn't make sense in all those other areas.
Kathy Kerr lives in Wrangell, and she says the Stikine River is an integral part of the town's identity. Kerr was one of the many residents who were vocal during the series of public meetings held by the Forest Service to address the 12-person limit.
If the Stikine River was located in a place like Arizona or some other state, you know, where you get a lot of really nice days that you have opportunities to use it, here in Alaska, we don't have those opportunities. That's why when opportunities do arise, you don't want to be limited to how many people you can take up. It's like, okay, I'll take this family this year, and next year maybe I'll take you if it comes up. I mean, you know, you want everybody to go with you and enjoy the barbecue and the fun and playing volleyball on the sandbars and enjoying the sunshine.
On a nice summer day, non-commercial users often gather on the Stikine River Valley in groups of 30 or more. While this wilderness area remains the only exception to the 12-person limit, Hummel does not think the rule will impact too many other recreation users.
I'm not aware of very many examples where groups of 12 have gathered as public members of the public in wildernesses on the Tongass. The few stories I have heard have to do with large private yachts in wilderness areas letting off any number of people, a couple of dozen people at once. So there is the potential. It has occurred occasionally. And in general, I would say that it's preemptive. Given this possibility, this growing possibility that we see, we wanted the limits in place before the use got so high that we ended up taking something away from people just to maintain the wilderness character.
Kara says she is happy the exception for the Stikine River went through in this amendment of the Tongass Land Management Plan, but she is not done yet with worrying.
From year to year, I'm never sure if they'll keep trying to cut us back on the use of it. We're not making any kind of impact on the Stikine River for the amount of people throughout the year that go through there.
The exception to the 12-person group size limit for general public users on Tongass Wilderness is the Stikine River Valley and Tidal Estuary, below 100 feet elevation, not including Shakes Valley upstream from the outlet of Shakes Lake. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.